At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. This is the ZABE cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Tuesday, July 9, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Just you and I today, solo ZABEcast. So let's get right to it. Cut number one. Who are these people? You know, I can take my fair share of criticism, and I think I've got a relatively thick skin. I don't automatically block people on Twitter en masse like some people do. Randall Chamblee. But at times, I just wish more than anything to people who are trolls or want to talk shit online. I want to know who they are. I just literally want to have a calm, rational conversation. Because I'm just fascinated as to who these people are. So, for example, the other day I posted a clip from the award-winning Capital Golf Gang, my golf podcast, sponsored by Golfdom, which airs usually, I drop it Tuesday, Wednesday night, midweek. Basically me, John Gould, John Ronis, Buddy Christensen. What's that? What award? Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Okay, maybe it's not award-winning, but it's damn good. It's damn good, and I'm damn proud of it. I'm sorry about my voice. So I post a clip. A video clip of us, just three middle-aged men geeking out about golf, but with a couple highlights in there. It's pretty good production value, I'd say, all things considered. You have to see the efforts I take to set up lights in the studio, and you know, I purchased the chairs for my guests to sit on. I built this custom desk with a flat screen on the front of it so I could play clips and I could display the logo. I use a two-camera shoot. I sync up the audio. So I think it looks pretty good. So I put it out there on Twitter because, you know, hey, I've got people that follow me on Twitter. Why not push your content out there? Knowing that it would get pretty minimal engagement because, look, the internet is full of far more exciting things to look at all day, every day. And I know this because I'm a consumer of the internet just like everyone else. So if you love golf, you probably would watch it. If you don't, scroll right on through. Whatever. So one of the first things I noticed when I posted the clip was like, oh boy, that's not a flattering angle of me sitting behind the desk. El Baldo, you've got to get back in the gym. You've got to dial back the carbs. First thing I noticed, right? I was not the only one. One of the handful of replies on Twitter was from some guy, gal, person, bot, don't know. By the handle of Wilson Staff Stan. I'm assuming, because he's looking at my golf content, he is a Wilson Staff person. Wilson is a golf club manufacturer that is in the lower ranks these days. once upon a time had its glory, now not so much. But trying to make a comeback. Wilson staff Stan, he of the, let me get his follower count, 69 followers. Or yeah, 69 followers. He joined in May of this year. Interesting. He responded by saying, he saw the clip and he responded by saying, "Wow, I had no idea you had gotten that fat." Ouch. I actually looked at this tweet while I was on the golf course, and it did, for at least a half a hole, sort of ruin my day. I was like, that, fuck you. I know it. You're not wrong, but I know it. I responded by saying, "That's hurtful, Stan, but thank you for the engagement. This is my offer to you, Wilson staff Stan, whoever is running this account. I would love to talk to you just to find out who you are, what you do, what brings you joy in life, and what do you got against me? Why do you got to come at me like this?" Now, maybe it's your way of motivating. Maybe it's your way of going, "Oh, no, I'm not somebody who hates you. I just was like, shit, dude, back away from the buffet." But again, this goes back to my headline. Who are these people anyway? I give more credit to those who put their name on criticisms. But then again, I also say, well, okay, why don't you just engage me on the facts or on the merits of my arguments? This one from Darren Jenkins regarding some of my Biden discussion and the pickle the Democrats are currently in, a pickle that is not resolving itself 1 week later or getting any better. It's only getting worse. He's hunkered down saying, "I ain't leaving." He's pulling a Jordan Belfort in Wolf of Wall Street. "I'm not leaving." And who's going to make him? How are they going to make him? It's not going to get better for him, Biden, condition-wise. And we found out today, Monday, that a Parkinson's doctor had visited the White House 8 times in the last 8 months. But when the president's press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, I think I'm saying that right, KJP, when she stonewalled to try to say, "Well, I can't disclose the personal reasons and security, blah, blah, blah," the media started going crazy because the media feels like they've been lied to. Like, "Well, we took the administration at their word." What? He really is gone. He is senile as shit right now, and he's running the country, and he wants to run it for 4 more years. What the hell? You told us he was fine. A little bit old, a little bit doddering, but otherwise mostly sharp. What the hell? Which makes me laugh because you're supposed to be journalists. You're supposed to ask questions always. You're supposed to be suspicious. Politicians lie. That's their job, to lie. If a politician tells you the sky is blue, you should say, gonna need another source on that. Instead, they're like, "Well, he said he was fine. And now we know he's not fine. Holy shit, we've been lied to. We feel bad." You're incompetent is what you are. But that's a whole separate story. So I don't consider any of that politics. I don't. I mean, it kind of is. It involves a politician. But to me, politics is more the nitty-gritty of, should we still be financing the war in Ukraine? What should our tax rates be? Where do you stand on certain policies of immigration? And maybe to a certain extent, how will candidate A or candidate B piece together enough votes or states to win the election? That's politics, politics. This is civics. This is our country. Our democracy, in which we're supposed to be able to vote for who we want as our leaders, and it looks like half the country is not going to get that choice if Biden is not on the ticket, which you would think would make my reliable Democrat voting friends, some of whom you hear right here on this podcast, like Andy Pollin, say, this is an outrage. This is bullshit. I don't care if we lose this cycle. Of course, they'll never say that, because they fear that Trump is going to become a dictator. They should say, on principle, we can never allow them to just go, "Oh, okay, now we're going to choose this guy or that gal, and all you Democrat voters, you don't get a choice in the primary, state by state." They should be, I would hope people would be outraged by this, but, well, I'm finding out more and more what people are not outraged by. So to me, this is a matter of civics. This is also a fascinating conundrum. This is also a gobsmackingly, I can't believe we're actually here on this square in the board game of modern societal life. We are truly in a emperor has no clothes situation. You can Google that apocryphal tale, and the echoes and the parallels are stunning. He's demented. No, he's not. He just has to go to bed by 8. He's sharp between 10 a.m. and 8, but more like 6. And then once he has his ice cream, his chocolate chip, then he goes down quick, goes downhill quickly. We can't. Well, what if something happens after 8? Well, you know, we got staff for that. There was actually an article written by some outlet saying, does America even need a president? Oh, man. But it's fascinating to me. I find stories that are interesting, even if they are horrifyingly interesting like this one is, to be the most rich and fertile grounds of, wonder what's going to happen next year. So I'm gravitating towards those. You'll notice, and I don't want to try to go back and produce logs of time spent on this podcast, sports versus other stuff. I've spent very little time, consciously so, stayed far clear of pretty much anything political. But we're here now. This is coming to a head. 119 days till the election. Something like 39 days till the convention for the Democrats. What the fuck are they going to do? They're in a tight spot. Tight spot. So anyway, I get this email from Darren Jenkins. Darren, thank you for emailing me, and kudos to you for putting your name to it. He writes to say, stick to sports. This conservative drivel is based on your biased opinion and no facts. Really? Are you looking for a cabinet seat from Trump? Ooh, zing. I know you are too much of a coward like Clay Travis and Stephen A. Smith to reply to anyone that counters your conservative views. Well, sincerely, well, he didn't say sincerely, he just put Darren Jenkins at the bottom. Okay, well, did you present any counter narrative or a countervening fact that I could then joust you on the merits? Or are you just saying, what do you want, a cabinet seat from him? By the way, Wilson staff Stan might be Darren Jenkins. Darren Jenkins might be Ulysses S. Reginald and or some other name. Who knows? They could all be pseudonyms. They could be the same person who's just out there fighting these fights. I gotta get these right-wingers out there. I did go check on Wilson staff Stan's tweets and replies, and sure enough, he goes hard against anything considered right-wing, conservative, and with just all the might and vigor. And I'm thinking, who are you? Who are you people? What are you doing? What brings you, does this bring you joy in life? Do you think you're making a difference? I don't know, but it is fascinating. Cut two. New captain, who dis? Nobody cares about golf, I get that. You're probably saying to yourself, Jesus Christ, politics, trolls, and now golf. Can I just skip ahead? Okay, fine, I'll talk summer league basketball. You like that? I'll talk baseball right now. You like that? Ryder Cup has selected Keegan Bradley as their next USA captain. This after everyone assumed Tiger Woods would take that job before the Ryder Cup at Bethpage, which is going to be off the hooks, amazing, raucous, you name it. They figured Tiger Woods was in line. He's got time. He's really not a player anymore. Apparently, Tiger Woods turned it down. At some point, they'll get a microphone in front of Tiger Woods' face and ask him, so did you turn it down? If so, why? But Keegan Bradley, who is kind of out of the box because he's still good enough to play on the Ryder Cup. He got famously snubbed as a captain's pick last cycle, is now going to be the captain. And I'm of this mindset. Keegan Bradley is meh to me. I appreciate his fire, his grit, so to speak, but too many waggles and not that accomplished of a player, despite two Ryder Cups, PGA Championship as well. It doesn't really matter, though, because you got to make putts in this tournament, and you got to not pick your buddies. Last cycle, we had Zach Johnson do a buddy trip pick, and it turned out pretty badly, even though I would say that, you know, JT played pretty well, all things considered. If it was me, here's what I would do, because I think right now they're at the point, the Ryder Cup, they need to shake things up. They couldn't pick Phil, which would have been a logical choice. He's very popular in New York. When he finished runner-up at Bethpage, they're singing happy birthday to him back in the day. He would have been great, but he went to the LIV Tour, so you can't have him. Tiger turned it down. Who are you going to get? If it wasn't Keegan Bradley, who were you going to get? I say it's time to break out of the mold, and here's how I would do it. I would let anybody who wants to be captain apply and or lobby for the job. Submit an application, a short essay, 500 words. Here's why I would like to be the captain of the American team. And it doesn't have to be a golfer or former PGA Tour player. In fact, I would be fine if it was Michael Jordan, if he wanted to do it. We need to get the nerds out of the room on this. We need alpha energy. We need a captain who's going to be alpha, who's going to basically say, fellas, this ain't rocket science. We figured out who you want to play with, who you gel with. Now go out there, play golf. You know how to do it. John Daly would have been great this cycle. Imagine Daly with that big old Santa Claus beard, all 270 pounds of him, belly sticking out, cigarette dangling from his lips, standing there on the first tee, arms folded like, America, let's go. But apparently they're not going to go that route, or I don't know if Daly was asked or not. New captain, who dis? Pick somebody who's just going to bring some energy to the event, some sizzle, and don't worry about, well, we like him to be a former PGA champion. He's got to have connections and respect amongst the players. It's a fucking exhibition. Don't overthink it. Cut three. TikTok teacher attack. What? Headline, students target teachers in group TikTok attack, shaking their school. In February, writes the New York Times, in Malvern, Pennsylvania, Patrice Motz, a veteran Spanish teacher at Great Valley Middle School in Malvern, PA, was warned by another teacher that trouble was brewing. Some eighth graders at her public school had set up TikTok accounts impersonating the teachers. Motz, who had never used TikTok, created an account herself to check it out. She found a fake profile for @patrice.motz, which had posted a real photo of her at a beach with her husband and their young children with the quote, "Do you like to touch kids?" in text in Spanish over the family vacation photo. Answer, sí. In the days that followed, some 20 educators, about one quarter of the school staff, discovered they too were victims of fake teacher accounts rife with pedophilia, innuendo, racist memes, homophobia, and made-up sexual hookups among teachers. Wow. Hundreds of students soon viewed, followed, or commented on the fraudulent accounts. In the aftermath, the school district briefly suspended several students. The principal, during one lunch period, chastised the eighth grade class for their behavior. The biggest fallout has been for teachers like Ms. Motz, who said she felt kicked in the stomach that students would so casually savage teachers' families. Well, of course. Again, this is a, how do we get here on this square of societal evolution? I don't know, but here we are. It's why China greatly controls what their TikTok algorithm sends their youth, and it's all educational and down the middle, almost Duggar-like conservative posts and content. What does the TikTok algorithm send American youths? Absolute degeneracy and filth and mayhem and dysfunction. And if you don't think the Chinese are playing the long game, then I can't help you. But am I on TikTok? Yes, I am. I hate to say it, because guess what? TikTok's bad. It's not much worse, and maybe in some ways better, than Facebook or Instagram or anything else, or Snapchat. These digital tools to bully, harass, impersonate, smear, other people, other peers as students or their teachers. I mean, it's like giving kids a bazooka. You couldn't do shit to a teacher when I was growing up. You lived in fear of the teachers. You were like, oh my God, I hope the teacher doesn't call my parents after school and say, we need to have a parent-teacher meeting, because then you are fucking cooked. Now these kids can just get in there, create fake accounts, launch mayhem, cover their tracks, and probably pay no price for it. Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cut four. Email feedback. The good kind. So I said the Seinfeld quote that I liked so much, that might be an all-time Seinfeld quote. Kurt Caton says, Zabe, how could you forget the best one of all, which is they're real and they're spectacular. Yes, indeed. I like also, it's a write-off, Jerry. They're the ones writing it off, so they know. How about I won't wear the ribbon or the AM-PM button? Oh, the AM. I mean, there's almost a limitless number of great quotes, great lines, great scenes from that television show. This one from Stuart Verdery. Per your conversation on with the OGs last Friday, how about a rule change to soccer that they track fouls, like basketball? Four fouls and you're out. Right now, there is a huge incentive to commit fouls to disrupt the other team, just not badly enough to get a yellow card. I mean, I guess that could possibly help, but you know, there's a lot of other things that would have to be trimmed up, modified, brought into the future with the game of soccer to make me go, okay, I'm now into this. Of course, to me, there's a soccer-like game already that is popular in the United States, or more popular than soccer. That's hockey, ice hockey, that I prefer better. It's faster, it's got tons of action, it's incredibly physical, violent at times. It's harder to kind of see what's going on, but once you get the hang of it, you'll be able to know. Watching hockey, be like, all right, I get it. I see what's going on here. This one from Rick and Muskego. Zabe, you seem genuinely surprised that Andy Pollin would complain about fireworks if he lived on your street with your large 10-acre properties. While I do enjoy Andy's sports takes, when he talks about anything else, He is like a Yenta, worthy of the view. Very Howard Stern-like. As always, love the podcast and the show. Keep up the excellent work. Yeah, that's so weird. Andy is so permissive and so blasé about larger things that don't necessarily involve him. He won't get mad about stuff that I say, you should be fucking mad about this. And then when it comes to something that he should mind his own goddamn business, he's like, nah, I wouldn't like it. On the 4th of July, you're going to 2 10-acre lots of land away from me, come down to my house and go knock off the fire on 4th of July. Really? This one from Sevy in Falls Church. Another one, Steez. Please leave politics out of your show. Not what we come for. And it reveals your complete political bias. Leave that for your future spots on Fox. Ooh, zing! You got me, Sevy. Oh, are you unbiased? I mean, we're all biased to a certain degree, but okay. Dateline, weight loss. So these semaglutides are all the rage. Ozempic, Wegovy, and others. I think I'm saying that right. Are they semaglutides? Researchers now say, oh boy, careful. There could be a lot of dangerous side effects and or risks that we don't fully know just yet. Researchers say they've uncovered a link between semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, and a condition called, ready, non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. What is non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy? It's sudden blindness that is irreversible. Jesus. In fact, it's 4 times higher for diabetics on semaglutide, and that's usually who uses semaglutides, the diabetic and the overweight, and 7 times higher for people taking the drug to lose weight. This according to a new study from the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Teaching Hospital at Harvard Medical. Even though it's a relatively rare condition, NAION, NAION, is believed to be caused by insufficient blood flow to the optic nerve head. The result is painless but irreversible vision loss in one eye. There are no effective treatments for it. Wow. They say that this disorder is not fully understood, neither is the purported relationship between semaglutide and the optic nerve disorder, but they believe that there is a link. I'm sure there's a lot of things that could be linked to a lot of things, and I'm not saying if you're on a semaglutide right now and having good success that you should stop, but I don't know. All I know is when I hear about, yeah, you could just one day wake up and be like, oh, what? Why can't I see? I gotta go see the doctor. Yeah, no, you lost the optic nerve, so that light bulb's out. Okay, well, doc, what can we do? Can we get a shot here? Can we do something? Lotion on the eye? Lotion on the eye? Well, whatever. Just something to get it back. No, that's permanent. So, good luck. You're going to have to squint this one out for, well, the rest of your life. Cut 6, John Cena's retirement? Apparently, the wrestling legend who's become much more of a actor, an action star, especially overseas in China, where he once had to issue an apology in Chinese about saying he supported Taiwan's independence. John Cena has said he is going to retire, but not until the end of the year, from wrestling. Okay, fine. They don't really need him in the wrestling promotion. He does more movies anyway, but to say a year ahead of time, that's like Coach K when he announced his retirement well ahead of time. Just like Kareem did, and then got showered with all kinds of gifts at every single stop along the way. Maybe he enjoyed that. Maybe he didn't realize, oh, shit. I was just saying, this is going to be my last year. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting all these gifts. I think he got a Harley Davidson from the Bucks here in Milwaukee. Anyway, it reminds me of other guys that announced their retirement early, including Dan Patrick, a colleague and a friend in the business, who has said that after this current contract with his radio show and podcast ends, that's it for him. He's done. Now, he's got like 2 years left. And he even kind of mocked himself for saying I know this is well ahead of time, but I'm saying this because this is my plan. To which I think, you know, there's a line from Deadwood that was a classic, which was, announcing one's plans is a good way to hear God laugh. When am I retiring? Shit, I don't know. Whenever it makes sense. Whenever they finally throw me off the boat of employable radio, satellite TV hosting. Some people say, you know, you're really good at this podcast thing. I do enjoy your takes and perspectives on a wide range of stuff. Why don't you launch one or two more podcasts, have a suite of three or four? You'd be great. And I've thought about it, but there's still benefits to being on a platform that is radio or satellite. To be honest, I'd like to get back on Sirius XM to remind people I exist, because there's still millions of installed user base that listens to Mad Dog Sports Radio, and that's where kind of I got known in the first place. So it wouldn't be bad to be back on there, at least to say, hey, I still exist. And oh, by the way, here's my podcast. If you didn't get enough of me today, then here you go. But yeah, nothing imminent on that front. So the Boeing 737 MAX scandal has finally come to the end of the road. Almost 6 years after the new airplane started, you know, crashing unexpectedly. It was mostly in other countries for Lion Air in Africa, and there was another foreign carrier that had ordered the planes and didn't understand how the software on the planes worked, and so therefore the pilots, not properly trained, started doing things to the airplane that caused it to go, wah, 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 flaps down, and next thing you know, wah, right into a mountain. Total corner-cutting, outrageous malfeasance that resulted in the needless deaths of hundreds and hundreds of innocent civilians. Not in this country, but in other countries. Well, 6 years later, Boeing agrees to plead guilty to criminal fraud and conspiracy related to the 737 MAX crashes. They agree to pay a fine of just $243 million. Absolutely nothing. By comparison, Trump was fined $350 million for saying his Mar-a-Lago property was worth more than $20 million, which it was, to get a loan that he repaid on time with interest to the satisfaction of both the lender and the client. But I know, I'm just angling for an appointment, says some, on Trump's cabinet. Cut 7, 8, 9, what are we up to now? All these gosh dang QR codes for menus. This is where I would like some heavy-handed government intervention. Airports now becoming more and more the place where they trap you into using your phone on a QR code to just order food or a cup of coffee. It's outrageous. It should be illegal. You should be able to purchase goods with cash, American dollars, no matter where you go. Otherwise, that business not allowed to operate. That's what I would do if I was in charge of the world. But it's bullshit. They just want to get into your phone and start splashing around and all your data and track you and put shit on there that you don't want. All you want is a slice of pizza. Well, thankfully, and I couldn't believe this, the one place at Reagan National this afternoon that did not require you the old QR code dance was the pizza slice place. So I happily went there, pressed the touch screen with my finger, one slice pepperoni, here's my credit card, put it into the reader, no phone, no app, no QR code, no China spying on me, yum yum pizza. That's why you're fat, see? Wilson staff Stan is right. Okay. We'll make this the last cut. I'm not sure what number we're on. Nike has made sweeping cuts at the top of their company, laying off 32 vice presidents globally, 112 senior directors, and 174 directors. This is a broad reduction in force. in finance, brand management, footwear divisions, and apparel. That said, it's only a 2% workforce reduction. Like, you would think if they fired 32 VPs and 112 senior directors, there would be shit that suddenly starts not getting done left and right, that shoes are not even making it to the Foot Lockers around the world. No. Apparently they can do without these 32 VPs, which I'm sure sucks for them, but I bet they've got generous parachute exits of stock options. All right, I lied. One more. Why does the NFL wreck perfectly good things, especially when it comes to their own media division? Sure, the NFL cannot be stopped in terms of its global dominance, its rising television revenue streams from all over the place. It's a juggernaut. It is conquering hill by hill, week by week, month by month, every nook and cranny of the American sports calendar. This is the one month in which it's quiet and dark, and they'd love to get their mitts on July somehow. That said, when it comes to their own media products, I don't know what pinheads are running things over at the NFL. We all know about how they moved the wonderful show Good Morning Football out of New York City, where it logically belonged, and out to L.A., where the hosts are going to have to wake up god-ass early to do that show, pretty much sacrifice their entire flow of their normal lives. I don't know how they're going to watch television. How are they going to watch games that are late at night? Now, I mean, I know it's the same time difference, I guess. Yeah, I guess it'd be about the same. But still, how do Kyle Brandt and company and Jamie Erdahl, I think Schrager's still going out there, although he's got some things in New York that I don't even know. It was a good show. Good show while it lasted, but they busted it up. It went dark for several months, and they shipped it out to L.A. because that's where the NFL has studios as part of SoFi Stadium. And I get the desire to consolidate, let's bring them all here. But damn, stupid move. Not going to make the show better. And a lot of us like the show, even those of us that couldn't really watch it because we were on the air opposite the show in real time. Now they've done it again to one of their most popular podcasts. Around the NFL podcast has been shut down, but not until it was in limbo for about 6 weeks when suddenly on the NFL's website, it just kind of disappeared. The team of Greg Rosenthal, along with, let me get the other two guys, pretty much are out. Two of the three guys are out. Rosenthal, I think, is being repurposed within the company. And I know what you're going to say. Oh, it's a podcast about the NFL. There's a few of those around. I think we'll live. Still, though, this was not a fly-by-night thing. 11 years, 1,600 episodes. Said Rosenthal, we didn't take a single break in all the years since, which is part of what made the last 6 weeks so heartbreaking. We never expected our last show to be on May 23rd, but here we are. And they had a photo of the four of them together with sort of their goodbye. Yeah, it's so dumb. Like, what? Why? What? Is it costing too much? I don't get it. They had a fan base. They had a following. They had a body of work 11 years. And you're just like, nah, we're not doing that anymore. Oh, well, Godspeed to Rosenthal and his co-hosts. May they find a nice spot to land and their followers go follow them there and resubscribe to their new podcast. I mean, there's a certain push to being with the NFL, which they enjoyed for 11 years. But at the end of the day, if you don't own it, you don't own it. I own this hot mess with my bad voice, and I apologize for that today. But thank you for listening to this solo run right here on the Zabecast. What did I just knock over? I don't know, but I'm sorry for that intrusion. Thanks for listening. Rate and review if you don't mind. It tickles the good algorithmic gods that will help promote this podcast and make it thrive and bring a quality voice entertainment product, spoken word entertainment product to occupy your landscaping or your commuting on a bus or just sitting around the house listening or long drives. Hopefully it'll make it better. Rate and review as well. Thank you very much for that. Have yourselves a wonderful Cracker Jack, perfect Tuesday, and we will see you next time. Finally, know I used to be where I want to go. Now I finally, 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 finally know. Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.